正道主题是然而我蒙了怜悯。
And today's sermon topic is But I was shown mercy.
系将时间交俾弟兄同埋姊妹。
We pass the time to our brother and sister.
弟兄姊妹、慕道嘅朋友，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我哋一同嘅祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Our heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
诚如经上所记。
As it is written.
基督耶稣降世
The Lord Jesus came to the world
为要拯救罪人
To save sinners
这话是可信的
This is an acceptable saying
是十分可佩服的
And deserves our full acceptance
天父上帝感谢你藉着主耶稣基督在十字架上面成就的救恩拯救了我们
We thank you for saving us through the Lord Jesus Christ who died on the cross to accomplish the grace of salvation. Now we become the children of the Heavenly Father God. Heavenly Father, you did not only save us, but you also leave us your precious words. Because your word is spirit, is life.
让我们属灵的生命得着喂养得着造就
So that our spiritual life can be fed and built up
也都恳求因主耶稣基督的宝血再次洁净涂抹我们一切罪过犯和罪恶
May the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ once again cleanse all our sins and transgressions and wickedness
让我们无拦阻的来亲近神
So that we can come to draw near to you without hindrances
也都恳求真理的圣灵带领我们进入真理的当中。
May the spirit of truth guide us into the truth.
以至到无论讲的、听的都同得造就。
So that the one who speaks and those who listen can be built up.
我们这样祷告、感谢、交托是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayers, petitions and thanksgiving are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.2022年眨眼之间已经过了七个多月的时间了。
In the blink of an eye, 7 months have passed since the start of the year 2022.
如果大家你留意一些时事新闻的报道的话
，If you take notice of the news and current world affairs,
你会发觉咧
，You will notice that
呢个世界的走向
，The trend that this world is plunging down to.
越来越变得严峻同埋扭曲
，is becoming more and more somber and distorted。
正如圣经所讲
，as it is written in the Bible，
全世界都卧喺那恶者嘅手里。
The whole world is under the control of the evil one。
实在系真实到不得了嘅。
It is truly real。
亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
当见到不公不义嘅事情嘅时候。
When we see instances of injustice,
会令人气馁同埋灰心
We are disheartened and discouraged.
但系感谢神
But thanks be to God.
藉着呢啲嘅事情
Through these events,
让我哋睇到人嘅罪性
We can see the sinful human nature.
正如先知耶利米所讲
As the prophet Jeremiah says,
人心比万物都诡诈
The heart is deceitful above all things,
坏到极处
and beyond cure.
谁能识透呢
Who can understand it?
在马太福音24章记载
As written in Matthew 24,
主耶稣早已预言到在这个末世将要发生的事情
The Lord Jesus has prophesied what will happen at end times.
而且他提醒信徒
He also reminds believers.
在马太福音24章9到13节这里讲到
As written in Matthew chapter 24 verses 9 to 13.
那时人要把你们陷在患难里
Then you will be handed over to be persecuted.
也要杀害你们
And put to death.
你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶
And you will be hated by all nations because of me.
那时必有许多人跌倒
At that time, many will turn away,
要彼此陷害
turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other,
彼此恨惡
and hate each other.
且有好些假先知起来。
And many false prophets will appear.
迷惑多人。
And deceive many people.
只因不法的事增多。
Because of the increase of wickedness.
许多人的爱心渐渐冷淡了。
The love of most will grow cold.
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
But he who stands firm to的 end will be saved.
这五节的经文。
These five verses.
主耶稣提醒信徒将要受迫害。
Through these verses, the Lord Jesus reminds believers that they will be persecuted,
被人恨恶,
and hated,
彼此的陷害,
they will betray each other,
以致软弱跌倒,
so that they will turn away and stumble,
而且假教师的兴起,
and many false teachers will arise,
不法的事增多,
and wickedness will increase,
有人失去信心,
some people will lose their love,
冷淡退后
，They will grow cold and backslide。
相信到嗰个时候
，I believe at that time。
一方面，假嘅信徒必定系显露出嚟
；On the one hand, false followers will be exposed。
另一方面
，On the other hand，
真正跟随基督嘅信徒
，The believers who truly follow Christ，
虽然面对同样嘅冲击
，Although they face similar hardships。
但因着从主耶稣基督以来的信心，必定能够忍耐到底。
But they can persist to the end through the faith in the Lord Jesus.
提摩太前书是使徒保罗写给提摩太。
First Timothy is the letter from Paul to Timothy.
大家知道，提摩太是保罗的属灵的儿子。
We all know that Timothy is the spiritual son of Paul.
他藉着提摩太书是来到勉励，他的属灵儿子。
Through the books of Timothy, Paul exhorts his spiritual son.
怎样的行事为人？
How to conduct himself?
怎样来到侍奉？
And how to serve?
怎样来到处理教会的事宜？
And how to administer matters of the church?
特别是面对他所牧养的以弗所教会。
Particularly in relation to the church of Ephesus that he is shepherding.
有假教师所传不合真理的教导。
He alerts him to the distorted teachings of false teachers.
当然神也藉着提摩太前书向今天的信徒来去讲说话。
Surely God also speaks to believers today through the epistles to Timothy.
虽然时代不同。
Although we are in a different generation.
但信徒所面对的。
But what believers are facing.
在教会里面和外面的冲击。
In relation to the external and internal strifes,
同昔日的信徒所面对的
compare with the strifes that the believers faced at that time,
是没什么太大的差别
They are very similar.
让我们首先的同心同声，再次读出今日的正道的经文
Let us read today's sermon scriptures.
提摩太前书的一章十二到十七节
First Timothy chapter 1 verses 12 to 17.
好，我们一起来读。
Let us read together.
我感谢那加给我力量的我们主耶稣基督，他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。我从前时是毒神的，逼迫人的，侮辱人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯。因我是不信、不明白的时候而做的，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯。是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人作榜样。但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。阿门。
I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength so that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord has poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
使徒保罗藉着呢一段嘅经文
，through this passage，
提到佢个人喺基督耶稣面前嘅蒙恩经历。
The Apostle Paul mentions the gracious experiences that he had before Christ Jesus。
一方面系要鼓励提摩太。
On the one hand, he wants to encourage Timothy。
另一方面，佢要驳斥假教师对佢使徒嘅身份。
On the other hand, he wants to refute the false teachers who are questioning his identity and authority as an apostle.
保罗藉着呢段嘅见证
，through this testimony，
要带出佢被主耶稣赦罪嘅福音所得着。
Paul illustrates the grace of forgiveness of sins from the Lord Jesus，
并且为此而奉献一生。
And that he is willing to dedicate his entire life
传扬主耶稣宝贵赦罪的救恩
to preach the Lord Jesus' grace of forgiveness of sins.
保罗无论在什么情况
in all circumstances,
意思是无论他向人传讲主耶稣基督并他钉十字架的福音
that is, whether preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus and him crucified,
又或者向信徒传讲信息的时候
Or preaching his messages to believers,
都经常提到他蒙恩的经历。
Paul often mentions his experience of receiving the grace of salvation.
目的是见证神在他身上无限的恩典。
The purpose is to testify for God's various aspects of grace on him.
今日我们要面对复杂多变的环境。
Today we have to face the complex and ever-changing circumstances.
特别在末世这个的时间当中。
In particular, during the end times.
因为不法的事增多。
Because of the increase in wickedness.
以致信徒失却起初对基督的爱。
We may lose the first love we had for Christ.
唯有经常的想到主耶稣基督。
Only when we constantly remember the Lord Jesus Christ,
在我们这班污秽不堪的罪人身上所施行的救赎
who accomplished his redemption for us filthy sinners,
以致到因着主爱的激励
can we be compelled by the Lord's love,
能够有信心继续坚持走一条跟随主、效法主的道路
so that we have the confidence to persist in the path of following the Lord and imitating the Lord.
好让主的心得着满足
，so that we can satisfy the heart of the Lord，
将荣耀归俾喺天上的父神
，and give glory to the Father in heaven。
我哋睇翻提摩太前书嘅一章十二节
，let us refer back to 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12。
呢度讲到我感谢那加给我力量的我们主基督耶稣，因他而我有忠心派我服侍他。
It says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has given me strength so that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service.
这一节的经文让我们看到神让保罗有侍奉他的恩典。
We can see from this verse that God gives Paul the grace of serving him.
而当中包含四个的特征。
Which encompasses four characteristics.
第一个的特征呢
The first characteristic.
是主耶稣拣选了保罗。
The Lord Jesus chooses Paul.
首先，主耶稣在保罗仲是敌挡神的时候呢
Firstly, before Paul came to Christ, when he was still hostile to God.
当他去大马色捉拿信徒的时候
On his way to Damascus to arrest the believers.
主向他显现并且吩咐他
The Lord revealed himself to him and commanded him.
在使徒行传的26章这里讲到。
In the Acts chapter 26.
你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你作执事，作见证，将你所看见的事和将要指示你的事证明出来。
Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you.
神拣选人是出于神自己的主权。
God chooses people based on his sovereignty.
神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
God will have mercy on whom he has mercy.
要恩待谁就恩待谁。
And will have compassion on whom he has compassion.
第二个特征呢？
The second characteristic.
主耶稣赋予能力给保罗。
The Lord Jesus gives strength to Paul.
当神拣选人之后呢？
After God chooses the person.
他必定赋予他能力。
He will certainly empower him so that he has the strength.
让他有能力去跟从神，去服侍神。
So that he has the strength to follow God and serve him.
所以在腓立比书四章十三节讲到。
In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13,
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
以弗所书的六章十节的下半部讲到，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，作刚强的人。
In the second half of chapter 6, verse 10 of Ephesians, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power.
当然保罗有愿意的心去回应神的召命。
Surely Paul has the willing heart to respond to the command of God.
但是有愿意的心都是出于神。
But to have a willing heart also comes from God.
就好像腓立比书二章十三节所讲到，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Just as it is written in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
第三个特征就是主信任保罗。
The third characteristic is that the Lord has faith in Paul.
让保罗忠于所托。
So that Paul is faithful to what is entrusted to him.
不是保罗值得主去信赖。
It is not that Paul is worthy of God's trust.
乃是出于主的怜悯。
But it is out of the compassion of God.
所以保罗常常都去想到，好像哥林多前书七章二十五节这里讲到。
Therefore, it is like what Paul constantly has in mind in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 25.
他常常都强调就是，但我既蒙主怜恤，能作忠心的人。
He always stresses that because of the mercy of God, he can be faithful.
所以保罗就是说，是神的怜恤，以致到我能够去作他忠心的人。
Therefore, it is through God's mercy that he can be faithful to God's command.
第四个特征就是蒙神差派作神的仆人。
The fourth characteristic is that he is being sent by God to be servant of God.
在哥罗西书一章二十五节里提到。
In Colossians chapter 1, verse 25.
我照神为你们所赐我的职分，作了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。
I have become a servant by the commission of God, by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness.
保罗因着神的怜悯，
through the mercy of God,
以致被神拣选，
God was chosen by God,
并且赋予力量，
Paul was chosen by God and given strength by God,
蒙神信任，
and he had the trust of God.
并且委以传福音的重任。
And he was entrusted with the mission of spreading the gospel.
这些全都是神的恩典。
This is all because of grace of God.
接下来让我们看提摩太前书的一章十三到十五节。
Now let us read 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 13 to 15.
我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，侮慢人的， 然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信、不明白的时候而做的。
Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief.
并且我主的恩是格外丰盛。
The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly.
使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
Along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
Of whom I am the worst.
这段经文讲到神救赎的恩典临到保罗的身上。
This passage talks about the grace of redemption coming to Paul.
从前保罗是何等无样的人。
What sort of person Paul was.
使徒行传有非常详尽的形容。
The book of Acts has a very detailed description.
在使徒行传第八章有讲到苏罗却残害教会，进各人的家，拉着男女下在监里。
In Acts chapter 8, but Paul began to destroy the church, going from house to house, he dragged off men and women and put them in prison.
在使徒行传第九章也提到苏罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话去见大祭司。
In Acts chapter 9 it says, Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest.
求文书给大马色的各会堂，若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。
And asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem.
当保罗向亚基帕王传福音的时候呢，
When Paul was preaching the gospel to the king,
亦提到他以前攻击神，逼迫信徒，一切种种的恶行。
He mentioned his wicked deeds of persecuting the believers and opposing God.
在使徒行传的26章这里提到，
In Acts chapter 26,
从前我自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
I too was convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行了。
And that is just what I did in Jerusalem.
既从祭司长得了权柄，
On the authority of the chief priests,
我就把许多圣徒囚在监里。
I put many of the saints in prison.
他们被杀。
And when they were put to death,
我也出名定案。
I cast my vote against them.
在各会堂，我屡次用刑强迫他们说亵渎神的话。
Many a time I went from one synagogue to another to have them punished.
又分外怒恨他们。
And I tried to force them to blaspheme.
甚至逼迫他们，直到外邦的信徒的成邑。
In my obsession against them, I even went to foreign cities to persecute them.
虽然保罗在未信主之前所犯下一切敌挡神、亵渎神、冒慢人等等的罪行。
Before his conversion, although Paul sinned against God by rejecting him, blaspheming him, and persecuted man,
神仍然的怜悯他。
God had mercy on him.
因为他在不明白和未信主的时候所做的。
Because he committed all these sins out of ignorance and unbelief.
他不像一些法利赛人。
He was not like some Pharisees.
因为这些法利赛人是很清楚听过主耶稣基督的教训。
Who have clearly heard the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
亦都知道主耶稣基督是基督。
And know that the Lord Jesus is Christ.
并且见过他所行的神迹。
And who have seen the miracles performed by the Lord.
但他们仍然拒绝承认他是神的儿子。
And yet they still refuse to admit that he is the Son of God.
他们和保罗的情况是完全不同的。
It is a totally different situation than from that of Paul.
呢啲嘅法利賽人嘅罪係唔會得到赦免。
So these Pharisees' sins are not forgiven.
提摩太前書一章十四節講到。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 14。
並且我主的恩是格外豐盛，使我在基督耶穌裏有信心和愛心。
The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
唯有神的恩慈怜悯，
Only by the compassion and mercy of God,
才能够除去因罪所带来的痛苦祸患。
Can the suffering and afflictions of sins be taken away?
十四节上半节讲到，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛。
The first half of verse 14 says, The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly.
这句是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
让我们一同翻到罗马书的五章二十节。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 5, verse
20. 大家有圣经，我们一同翻到罗马书的五章二十节。
If you have a Bible with you, turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 20.
我哋揾到嘅，我哋一齐嘅读出嚟。
Let us read together。
律法本是外添的，叫过犯显多；只是罪在那里显多，恩典就更显多了。
The law was added so that the trespass might increase, but where sin increased, grace increased all the more。
罗马书呢度嘅五章二十节嘅上半节咧。
From the first half of verse 20 of the book of Romans,
让我们知道律法只是叫人知罪。
We know that through the law we become conscious of sin.
而且人不可能达到神公义的标准。
And man cannot reach God's standard of righteousness.
因为人的出路是在耶稣基督的身上。
It is because man's only way out is in Christ Jesus.
就在罗马书的五章二十嘅下半节呢度讲到咧
，as stated in the second half of Romans chapter 5 verse 20，
只是罪在那里显多，恩典就更显多了。
But where sin increased, grace increased all the more。
意思系冇一样罪神系唔能够赦免嘅。
It means there is not one single sin that God is unable to forgive。
正如保罗讲到佢自己
，as what Paul describes himself to be。
在罪人中我是个罪魁。
Of sinners, I am the worst.
而神一样能够赦免。
And yet God could forgive him as well.
但是我们得谨记呢。
But please surely remember.
只有藉着基督。
That only through Christ.
唯独基督。
And Christ alone.
因为正如提摩太前书一章十五节上半节所讲的。
As written in the first half of 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners.
这话是可信的。
Here is a trustworthy saying.
是十分可佩服的。
That deserves full acceptance.
正如在路加福音的十九章十节这里提到。
As written in Luke chapter 19 verse 10.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
The Lord Jesus says, For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost.
马太福音也都记载到主耶稣基督曾经讲过。
The book of Matthew also records what the Lord Jesus says.
康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick.
重要的是当人蒙圣灵的感动光照。
The important thing is when a person is enlightened by the Holy Spirit,
看到自己的罪
and sees his sins,
承认自己是罪人的本相
if he admits his true self of being a sinner,
并且接受主耶稣在十字架上所成就赦罪的救恩
and accepts the grace of forgiveness of sins accomplished by the Lord Jesus on the cross,
罪就得到赦免
then his sins are forgiven.
我们再看提摩太前书的一章十四节
Let us look at 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 14 again.
并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
刚才已经解释过十四节嘅上半节。
I just talked about the first half of the verse 14.
咁喺下半节，保罗讲到使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心，又系咩意思呢
？Then in the second half of the verse, Paul says, "Along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus." What does that mean?
原来呢半节嘅经文系有佢嘅。
It turns out that this half of the verse has a particular background.
当保罗在大马色的路上遇见主之后，
After Paul encountered the Lord on his way to Damascus,
之后他得以蒙恩归主了。
He was converted to the Lord.
正如先前我们读到《使徒行传》有关保罗信主之前，
As what we have just read about Paul in the book of Acts, how he used to be before his conversion.
他仗着权势四处去捉拿信徒。
He used his authority to go around to arrest believers.
有些被他迫害致死。
Some were persecuted to death by him.
有些被他监禁起来。
Some were taken to prison.
所以就算保罗蒙恩归主之后。
Therefore, even after Paul was converted to Christ.
信徒因着保罗过往嗰啲嘅恶行咧
，because of the wicked deeds that he had done in the past，
都唔敢嚟到去接触同埋接待佢。
Believers would not dare to make contact with him or give him reception。
但系感谢神咧
，but thankfully，
仍然有部分嘅信徒系受到感动。
Some believers were moved，
出于对主嘅信心
，through their faith in the Lord，
亦都本着。在基督里面的爱
and out of their love in Christ,
去接待保罗
they were willing to give reception to Paul,
和帮他做联络其他信徒的工作
and helped him to do the work of liaising with other believers.
因为这样的缘故
because of this,
就好像提摩太前书一章十三节所记载
just as written in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13,
保罗深深地明白到主恩的浩大
Paul has a profound understanding of how great the grace of the Lord is.
以致能覆盖他任何大大小小的罪。
So that all the sins, great and small, can be covered over.
亦因着信徒愿意接待。
And as the believers are willing to give him reception.
以致能够体会在基督里面的信心和爱心。
He can experience the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我哋当信主嘅一段嘅日子之后咧
，after our conversion to Christ，
因着种种嘅环境
，because of various circumstances，
我哋会有失却爱心、冷淡、退后嘅时候。
There are times when we lose our love, when we grow cold and we backslide。
然而神对我哋嘅爱
，but God's love for us。
是永远不会改变。
It's never changing.
神必定会拯救到底。
God will save us to the end.
让我们心被恩感。
Let our hearts be moved by His grace.
回转归向神。
Return and come back to God.
重拾当初那份对神那份的爱。
And regain the love we first had for God.
亦引领其他仲在救恩门外的人。
And lead others who are not yet saved
归向神
to return to God.
接下来让我们看提摩太前书的一章十六到十七节
Now let us look at 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 16 to 17.
十六节这里讲到然而我蒙了怜悯是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐给后来信他得永生的人作榜样
Verse 16But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life.
但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏、不能看见、永实的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。阿门。
Verse 17, Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be glory, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
这里十六节讲到神对保罗宽容忍耐。
Verse 16 talks about God's forbearance for for Paul.
连自称在罪人中我是个罪魁的保罗。
Paul, who describes himself as the worst of all sinners,
一个曾经敌挡神,
a person who has opposed God,
迫害教会,
persecuted the church,
迫害信徒的人,
and persecuted believers,
神都能忍耐拯救,
even this kind of person God could forbear and save.
换句话讲,
in other words,
神是可以拯救任何一个愿意坦然来到神的面前。
God can save anyone who is willing to come before him truthfully,
认罪悔改,
who confesses his sins and repents,
离开罪恶,
who is willing to turn away from sins,
归向神,
and accept the Lord,
接受主耶稣基督成为个人的救主,
return to God and accept the Lord Jesus as his personal savior,
生命的主的每一个人,
and Lord of his life.
而在十七节这里讲到呢,
in verse 17 it says,
保罗因着主耶稣基督对他忍耐
，because of the forbearance of the Lord Jesus，
他最终得着回转归向神。
At last, Paul repented and returned to God，
以照他将一切的荣耀颂赞归俾天上的父。
So that he gives all the glory and praises to our heavenly Father。
在罪人中我是个罪魁。
Of sinners, I am the worst.
然而我蒙了怜悯。
I was shown mercy.
是保罗经常向人提起
的。Are things that Paul always mentions to others.
亦都是他在神怜悯底下的经历。
And also, these are the experiences of him from God.
最近看到约翰纽顿。
Recently, I read about John Newton，
奇恩典的作者的一句的名句。
This is a well-known quote from John Newton, the author of Amazing Grace。
相信是在他老年的时候写的。
I believe this was written in his old age。
虽然我的记忆力逐渐衰退。
Although my memory is fading。
我却清楚记得。两件事。
I remember two things very clearly.
我是个大罪人。
I was a great sinner.
基督是我伟大的救主。
And Christ is a great savior.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你们会有同样的体验吗？
Do you have the same realization?
因为当我们常常的记起，
Because when we constantly remember,
从前我们是何等无样的人，
what sort of people we formerly were,
却蒙天地的主，天地的神，
and yet we received salvation by the God of heaven and earth,
十字架上曾经被杀的圣羔羊，
the Holy Lamb who was slain on the cross,
我主耶稣基督，
our Lord Jesus Christ,
从罪恶过犯当中我们被拯救过来。
We have been saved from our sins and transgressions.
当我们常常的想到的时候，
When we constantly remember this,
我们才得知道要谦卑下来。
Then we realize we have to humble ourselves,
去紧紧的依靠主，
and closely hold on to the Lord.
因为我们知道我们除了主耶稣基督之外，我们一无可夸。
Because besides the Lord Jesus, there is nothing that we can boast of.
以致到我们能够面对前面的人生路。
So that we can face the path ahead of us.
此外，
And also,
既然神饶恕了我们，
Since God has forgiven us,
赦免了我们的罪，
And forgiven all our sins and transgressions,
我们得以用基督的爱去宽恕得罪我们的人。
We can forgive others who have offended against us with the love from Christ.
不但如此，
More than that,
我们更当在我们有限的人生里面，
in our finite life,
我们当珍惜，
we should cherish it,
回报主恩主爱，
and respond to the grace and love of the Lord Jesus.
让我们一同的起立，我们唱回应诗歌，怎能如此。
Now let us stand and sing responding hymn, and can it be that I should gain?
Thank you. 醉人也能蒙住宝血教赎，人我罪过是他受苦，人我罪过是他受死，其义的爱可能如此，我主我神敬畏我死，其义的爱可能如此，我主我神敬畏我死，他离天上俯身是人宝座，白白人跌无穷无尽，舍弃一切自于痴爱，流血救我亚当后裔，其义的爱可能如此，我主我神敬畏我死，其义的爱可能如此，在定罪，今我再不畏惧，耶稣与他与有属我，我活在永活愿受里，全起共义圣洁百义，其义的爱可能如此，我主我神敬畏我死，其义的爱可能如此，我主我神敬畏我死。
我哋一齐嘅同心祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
就正如诗歌所讲，怎能如此
？As in the hymn we just sang, how can it be that I should gain?
像我这样罪人
，a sinner like me，
也能蒙住宝血救赎
，can receive the salvation of the Savior's blood。
因我罪过，使他受苦。
Died he for me who caused his pain.
因我罪过，使他受死。
For me who him to death pursued.
天父，感谢你藉着主耶稣基督嚟到去拯救咗我哋。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for saving us through the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣，求你嚟到去帮助我哋。
Lord, may you help us.
正如经上所记。
As it is written.
你们得救系本乎恩。
You are saved through grace.
也因着信。
And through your faith,
并不是出于自己
，not from you，
乃是神所赐的
，but it is from God，
也不是出于行为
，and it's not by deeds，
免得有人自夸
，so that no one can boast。
天父，真系求你都去帮助我哋
，Heavenly Father， may you help us。
因为我哋除咗主耶稣基督之外，我哋实在一无可夸
，because apart from the Lord Jesus， we have nothing to boast of。
求主嚟到去帮助我哋。
May you help us
喺我哋余下嘅生命嘅当中。
In the remainder of our lives，
我哋常常嘅记起。
That we constantly remember，
主耶稣基督喺十字架上边为我哋嚟到成就呢个赦罪嘅救恩。
That the Lord Jesus accomplished the grace of salvation on the cross，
让我哋晓得嚟到谦卑落嚟。
So that we have to humble ourselves，
我哋 懂得来到紧紧的倚靠主。
We know how to hold on to you tightly.
以至到来到去过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
So that we live a life pleasing to God.
虽然前面的路可能都是很难走。
Although the path ahead of us may have a lot of difficulties.
但是主，我们知道你的恩典够我们用。
But Lord, we know that your grace is sufficient for us.
你的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
Your power is manifested in our weakness.
天父，求你来帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
我们这样祷告、感谢、交托是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.